All right, hey, we're back here at the, where are we, Fred?
We're at St. Phil's Plaza at the Sunday Farmers Market.
That's right.
And this is Palm Sunday.
This is Palm Sunday. We're here with Esperanza from Tortilleria Arevalo. Close?
It's right. It's right. Yeah. You pronounced it right.
All right, and, that's right. That's why Fred let me do it.
And the most, the best reason we're here is because you use lard.
Yes, I do. They're traditional.
Can I hug you? So we were walking by your booth here at the farmer's market and saw your tortillas. And we just had to ask you, how do you make your tortillas?
Stuck together?
Well, we put lard in it. We use the flour. And we put water and a tap of salt and a little bit of baking powder. And we mix it. And we cook it by hand.
How do you cook it by hand?
We have a little cast iron. It goes all the way across on our stove. We have a special stove for it.
Right.
And so when we press them, we just cook them by hand. It's been cooked by hand.
So I'm not saying this to be silly, but you really make them one at a time.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, you're not manufacturing tortillas.
No.
Now, if people want to buy your tortillas, they can come here, clearly.
Yes, here.
But do you guys sell them anywhere else?
No, just at the farmer's market.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
How many dozen tortillas will you sell in a week?
We pretty much...
You sell out everything you bring?
Yes, everything. Including our mesquite products, which we do our mesquite tortillas.
Tell us about those.
Those are made out of mesquite beans from the mesquite tree.
Yeah.
Okay. We have two different kinds. One are gluten-free and the other ones are just regular with whole wheat.
So real Mexicans eat gluten-free?
Well, not too many, but I mean, they're changing their diets. They're changing their diets.
Did you hear that, Fred?
But if you think about it, the indigenous folks way, way back ate the pods and mesquite.
Right.
So, yes, yeah. It's a natural product. It's a local product.
Yes.
And it has lard in it.
No.
Oh!
No, now mesquite tortillas do not have lard. They got olive oil.
Oh,
that's okay. That's it's not indigenous, but it's all right.
The flour does have lard.
There you go.
I tried using vegetable oil.
They're not the same, are they?
No.
They don't taste that good.
No, they don't.
So.
That's awesome. And what are these little cookies you have?
These are mesquite cookies made out of mesquite beans also from the mesquite tree. And then we also have the...
Empanadas?
Those are gluten-free. There's a lot of people that are gluten-free. And then we have the gluten-free mesquite chocolate chip walnut cookies.
Wow.
And then the regular gluten-free cookies. A lot of people also are allergic to mesquite flour itself. So
where do you get your mesquite flour?
Actually, this particular flour, I have it imported from Peru.
No way!
I'm using Peruvian flour. There's a reason why.
But so you're not using the local guys?
No, I'm sorry. There's a reason why.
Let's hear it.
It's because of the climate different. There's a difference in temperature. You know, it's more moist. It's more cooler in Peru than it is here in Tucson. If you notice that the pods are a little... the pods here are white.
Right.
It has an aftertaste, and it's very dry. But the Peruvian flour, it's moist. And it's like the pod is a little bit of a, kind of like a purplish, reddish color. Really pretty pod.
Now, how did you discover the difference between a Peruvian...
Well, this all started with Dr. Gary Napham. He's the one who started us. He's diabetic, and it's great for people who are diabetic. He was looking for somebody that would do a... mesquite tortilla for him because he's diabetic.
And so he asked you and you figured it out?
Yeah, pretty much he asked my dad. My dad came up with the formula and we mass produced it. So
good for you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you.
Really happy to meet you.
So if people want your product, they have to come to St. Phillips on Sundays and get
right.
it.
Right.
Are you here Saturdays too?
Yes. My nephew is here on Saturdays. And
so
then
Saturdays and Sundays, if they want
excellent
tortillas. He has made traditional way,
yummy,
with lard
and mesquite cookies.
No, the mesquite tortillas, we have them at Whole Foods too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the mesquite tortillas is at Whole Foods and the also Aqua Vita and New Life Health Centers.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
What's your website?
Tortilleria Arevalo.
Okay, but you're gonna have to spell that because I can barely pronounce it.
Arevalo is our last name,
right?
So it's A-R-E-V like in Victor, A-L-O.
Tortilleria
Arevalo.
Arevalo. Yeah. Perfect.
com.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.